Welcome to Insights, a podcast brought to you by the Young Catholic Woman, where we share articles with you written by women across the world about topics close to the young Catholic woman's heart. This week, our episode is called To Leave or Stay, Reconciling When the Church Hurts You, and is written by Rachel Kalacki. I first fell in love with the Catholic Church as a young teenager, when several friendships with non-Catholics around me naturally brought about conversations and even consistent defenses of my Catholic faith. To me, the church was something solid, unshakable, glittering even, and I desired to give my life to serve her. I steadfastly pursued 2 degrees in theology at a small Catholic university, surrounded by people and professors who lived their faith beautifully and encouraged me and mine. I had dreams of becoming a youth minister, writer, teacher, professor, anything to serve the church that I loved. But over breakfast recently, the words poured out of my mouth after my husband had prodded, "I just don't want to be Catholic." I was astonished at myself. How did I go from the starry-eyed girl who was willing to make the church her personal and professional world to this? I had become so angry, partly the result of negative experiences while working for the church, and partly due to my own tendency toward resentment. I loved the church and had tried my best to give her my life, but I felt angry at her for hurting me. Furthermore, I wasn't the only one hurt. Whether it's a friend discouraged by restrictions on the Latin Mass, or a friend in the LGBTQ community who feels like she doesn't belong, many of us were, or are, feeling quite disenfranchised with the church we've called home. Abuse cases and passive leaders dominate the news, while angry voices volley back and forth, constantly pointing fingers at the other side. The church feels anything but universal, one, or holy. And looking around me, I can easily access stories of deconstruction, which is defined by, quote, the taking apart of an idea, practice, tradition, belief, or system into smaller components in order to examine their foundation, truthfulness, usefulness, and impact, end quote. In many ways, this is a generous definition. Oftentimes, this examination results in the rejection of one or more parts of one's faith. This process was tempting to me. Could I take the parts I loved about Catholicism and leave the rest? While deconstruction may offer safety from the particular shortcomings of the people in the Catholic Church, it cannot preserve you from the effects of sin as a whole. Any church, religion, or institution is going to be led by sinful people, even if that leader is you. The church has faced grave crises before, and people have, quote, deconstructed the church as a result. Martin Luther was one such person, one who, when you read his writing, clearly had a deep devotion to the church and faith. When crisis hit and the church reared its ugly head, Luther understandably got hurt. He had the choice to stay and obey, or to go and deconstruct. And as we know, he chose to go. The result is a divide that 500 years can't solve. It's a truth that's hard to swallow. The more you love the church, the more you pour into her, the more her members are able to hurt you. The more time you spend within her walls, the more you see the other people inside. But in the face of that pain, you and I have the same choice that Luther faced. Do I choose to go and take the parts I want, or do I stay, obey, and peacefully look for healing? St. Catherine of Siena also saw the dark side of leaders in the Catholic Church, and her faith endured through a massive schism. She had committed her life to serving the church and loving Christ as his bride, and then watched her church split apart. She was hurt, Instead of running with her pain and attempting to create something new, Catherine stayed, obeyed, and pursued the truth. She recorded Jesus saying to her, "I have set you as workers in your own and your neighbor's souls, and in the mystic body of Holy Church. Take your tears and your sweat, drawn from the fountain of my divine love, and with them wash the face of my spouse, the church. I promise you that by this means her beauty will be restored to her." End quote. It was her pain, her dismay at the human frailty within the church, that spurred her on to become one of the great saintly heroes of our history. Looking at the examples of Luther and Catherine, the choice becomes black and white. When the church causes us pain, and we no longer wish to be a part of it, we can either become a hero or a heretic. Your tears over the hurt the church has caused you can either drown you, or you can use them to wash the dirt and grime off of her in what little ways you are able. Deconstruction offers us reprieve, but staying in a church that is flawed in its members, but unshakable in its institution, that brings redemption.